My name is Juliet Horton and I'm 39 years old. I'm from former Soviet Union, Republic of Uzbekistan, and I married American citizen and I came to United States in 2003. We had a child, but unfortunately 3 years later we divorced. I started working and supporting my child, but it was really difficult, and I remarried again. I've made one mistake. It was a life insurance of my mother's deceased husband. So I decided that this check should belong to my mom, and I deposited it. I had to face the federal offense for fraud. I pleaded guilty, and I was given 3 months of camp. But then I got detained by immigration. At that time, my husband found out that he terminally ill, so he's been taken under the hospice care, and I couldn't ask him for any money to pay to immigration attorney. So I tried to fight it by myself. I went to this court, which is little dark room with a little screen. And on the screen, there was a judge. I did try to explain him my situation, that I have a sick husband, that he needs me now, and I have a child in this country. And he told me, I don't have a child and I don't have a husband. I was just in complete shock. I felt like he executed my marriage, my motherhood, and just gave me deportation. After about 3 weeks after my deportation, my husband passed away. And in Uzbekistan, I stayed just a few weeks. National security started asking me all kinds of questions about my charge in the United States. What have I done? Because they said that they probably was deported due to drug charges. And I tried to explain them that I've never seen drugs in my life. I was afraid to be incarcerated back in Uzbekistan, so I started running as fast as I could. So I ran from Uzbekistan to Kazakhstan, from Kazakhstan to Russia, and I just kept on running. I've been on a run for 8 months, and that's when I got a package from my deceased husband, which contained my green card. Booked the ticket, and I came back to United States. And at that time, I was pregnant. And I did told them that I was deported. I have my son here, and I have my home here, and I have no place to go. They let me go home here in Maine. And after I had a baby, and he turned about 8 months old, I got detained. For re-entering illegally into the country, I had to serve again federal time 9 months, and then after that the detention picked me up for another 2 years. My son was pulled away from me in court by DHS. He was just still breastfeeding, so I worried because I knew it will be hard for him to be in somebody else's hands. I haven't seen him for over 2.5 years. My mom, through all this time, she took care of him. I was detained in Hudson County Jail. It was much worse than federal detention. In federal, you know, there is recreation centers, there is different things you can buy. You can have vegetables and fruits. Meanwhile, in immigration detention, there is no fresh vegetables, no fresh fruits. I had very, very bad depression. And I was given psychotropic pills to sedate myself and go to sleep. Otherwise, I kept crying. Most people took some sedative pills to not face this reality. Most people who's been long time there, they advised me not to take any more of those sedative pills because they make you gain a lot of weight. And they just make you sleep all the time and not think straight. I felt like a zombie. There was some few job opportunities. They paid $1 a day, and it was either cleaning toilet or helping to serve food. The guards itself were, I think, professional. It's the immigration officers that came to visit us. They were very demeaning. They would be telling us that we would be deported. They would be like, well, we talked to Putin, you know, you're gonna go back to Russia. Most of the people in that detention were deported at night, so nobody could see the misery. And people who refused to be deported, they would bring up special forces, so they kind of physically would grab the person and take him to the plane. It felt like a KGB regime, you know, that you're taken out of the home and then you're being thrown in an unknown location and not allowed to come back. And all these things is happening at night. If you're so proud of it, why wouldn't you do it daytime in a legal way? Most of the time I try to live by reading books. I try to look from the perspective of ideal world, and it helped me not to drive myself crazy and think this is a normal life. When I got out of the detention a little over a year ago, my son, he was just studying me. He couldn't believe that I'm his mom and I returned. But next morning, when he woke up with me, he started running away from me like he was terrified that I was a stranger. My oldest son is gonna be 14. My youngest one just turned 4. They said that I won asylum, and I don't know if I'll get my green card. For over a year, I had no rights at all in this country. I just recently got my work permit. I live in fear. I don't know what's gonna happen to me.